So a company that thinks it's really cool and is like a bit of a sort of entrepreneurial kind of we've all got beards and check shirts and keep caps and we're all really, he kept saying, oh, we're all really different. I was like, no, you're all the same, you're all wearing the same thing. And it's they're all quite young. I think the average age was something like 20, it was in the 20s anyway, which is young, isn't it, really? 24, 25 maybe. But anyway, to cut to the chase, they wanted to do this whole collaborative hire thing, had three candidates that a recruitment agency had weeded out for them. These three people rocked up, went through the process, or went through most of the process, when suddenly the managing director, who was the owner and founder of the company, suddenly had a bit of a hissy fit and decided that they didn't have skills that were appropriate for the role, which was obvious from the CV point, really. So it was all kind of interesting, actually, that he'd met them and then, I think, was backtracking and trying to find a reason not to hire them. And embarrassing for him, because he'd done this whole thing very publicly of saying, I'm delegating responsibility to a team, I trust you to make the decision. And then actually, when it came to it, he was not trusting them and saying, you know what, I'm freaking out. And had to tell them all that it was stopping. But even worse, he then looked at the experience the three of them had and invented a new role.
What?
As far as I know, he said, maybe this role was also in the pipeline to be hired for, I don't know. But essentially he said, right, I know you've all applied for this job and this is where you've been assessed, this is what you've been assessed on so far, but I've changed my mind and now this is the job that we're going to offer you. So one woman very sensibly just basically
left
would be the polite way of putting it, recognising, I think, that that wasn't her skill set and it wasn't of interest to her. So she disappeared. The other two guys were still left, kind of, they were put up in a hotel though because they were there for a few days anyway. They were left pondering whether they wanted to go for this other one or not. One thought it through and was just like, no. which left one person. So obviously then there's not a decision to make. So this guy by default gets a job that he hadn't applied for, that no one had to approve him for. So it was just exasperating, the whole thing. The kind of out of control ego of the managing director kind of saying, actually, and the brilliant, I mean, the editing was brilliant. It was things like their values were things like taking risks. And he was going, anyway, I don't feel completely comfortable with this. And so we're not going to do this and blah, 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 blah. It was just beautiful. yeah, so it was all really good.
Wow.
And then this guy, who was the by default the winner, which I should imagine is also quite a humiliating experience, really, that you haven't really won it at all. After the programme ended, it said, this bloke, blah, 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 changed his mind 3 weeks later and didn't accept the job offer. And I was like, yes, good for you.